All right, really good end-of-game teaching stuff in that game. Obviously, we thought we had to play to win the game, but we don't make it. Makes a great job of getting down, kicking a 52-yarder, getting a really good onside kick. And you like to finish it off with a win when you do all those things in an end-of-game scenario so well. Beginning of the game, defensively, we tackled really poorly and left them play a little bit longer than I wanted to just because we weren't tackling well enough. Those young inside backers struggled setting the front a few times and miscommunication with the two guys that were in there. But still no excuse for not tackling offensively. You know, normally we'd probably kick the field goal, not go for it on fourth down, but we had some miscommunication again on the plays called inside the two-yard line and not reading a wristband properly. So a lot of things to learn from, but really pleased with the effort. There were plays, obviously we've all seen Phil kick 65-yard field goals every day in practice, so why not try one in a game? And he already told me pre-warm-ups the 37-yard line was his line on the way the field conditions, but we were going to try it anyway just to see what the hell. Still somebody to make a tackle, but that's on me. I thought the last couple of practices were really solid. You know, early in the week it was too obvious, but I think the worst thing we did in the game early was tackle. You know, the opening kickoff was poor in that we only had three young guys running around blocks opposite sides, which is a taboo, and just opened up a gigantic hole. And I thought the kickers overall kicked really well. But the punt coverage was okay, just okay. And again, a lot of young guys out there trying to make the team right now in those areas.